Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Debrief, January 27, 2025. We also have the Senior Bowl going on this week. And Chris gets an assist on this one. He pointed this out to me. One of the quarterback prospects we've already started talking about, because a few people have had him in mock drafts. Ray Fittipaldo had him third rounder in his mock draft last week. Jalen Milroe from Alabama. But one of the key measurements you see on the card for Jalen Milroe: small, dainty, tiny hands.
Smaller than Pickett?
I believe they are.
Holy crap.
Goofy, his is 8'6'8".
Yeah, that goofy, like, four-digit way they measure everything at the Senior Bowl drives me crazy, but all the people who study that say his hands clocked in smaller than Pickett's. You can't draft him. Even in the third round, undraftable. There are people who have looked up the hand measurement thing and said Pickett is actually the most successful NFL quarterback with hands that small. You can't draft Milroe. He's off the board. He's already going to be a bit of a project anyway. Can't take him.
And why is that? Ball security, even with the glove technology out there, you don't trust him to
ball security. Yes, all of that.
Make it happen.
It's one of those things where eventually we all laughed about it when they drafted Kenny. People were, you know, I think high on the idea that he actually could be a great quarterback. But when you realize that literally not one guy with hands that small has ever been good in the NFL at quarterback, tells me all I need to know. Like, Burrow clocks in, I think, just over like 9-inch hands. He's probably on the small end for
hands.
Yeah,
but I mean, you could have looked at the draft 2 years ago and said, I'll take Bryce Young over C.J. Stroud. Why? Because Ohio State quarterbacks have never been good in the NFL. Somebody's going to break the mold. They used to say that about short quarterbacks, then Drew Brees came along.
Bryce Young would break a mold, by the way, for just being basically the physically smallest quarterback ever to be good.
Yeah.
He looks like he's built like Doug Flutie's little brother.
I think lightest quarterback, even...
He cannot play at a
even
dime
lighter
above,
than
what,
Kyler Murray.
What does he play at? 185, maybe? 5'10", 185? Apparently, though, Bryce Young's got... I would imagine Bryce Young hand measurements. I bet you he's got mitts.
Donnie, you got bigger hands than Milroe?
I do. I remember we did that video when the Kenny Pickett hand measurement came out. I mean, I have small hands, but they're like the same size as Pickett, so they would be bigger than Milroe.
You know, he had some gigantic hands.
I know who you're going to say.
Lindberg.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He had paws.
93.7thefan.com web guy.
Well, I mean, Amanda King.
She had bigger hands. Her hands are almost bigger than mine.
Yeah.
And my hands, I think, we got to 9 1/4 somehow. I was stretching those bad boys, but that's what you're supposed to do.
Lindbergh's 5'10", and he's got like Shaq hands.
Bryce Young.
Yeah, he does meat hooks.
Bryce Young listed 5'10", 1/8 inch, 204 pounds. Hand size, 9 3/4 inch hands. He's a little guy who's got just two Rawlings mitts, basically.
Well, that's Russell Wilson for you too, man.
Didn't Russ have the quote, "I was put on, God blessed me with big hands to throw beautiful"?
Remember,
Kabali
was in a cold sweat looking at his hands. But man, when he shook my hand, a shiver went up my spine.
Did Russ even shake your hand when we were at that event where he completely sidestepped and stiff-armed your small talk?
No. Wait, he might. He may have, but...
You were so hurt by the fact that he stiff-armed the small talk attempt that him engulfing your hand would have just been a blur. Can't draft the guy, though, Donnie. Do you agree? Can't draft him. Undraftable player, no?
No. Yeah, I'm not taking him.
Well, you didn't want him to begin with. This is just like the cherry on top of that with Milroe. You were out on him from the very beginning because his numbers at Alabama sucked, and you said, why would I trust the Steelers coaching staff to fix a guy that was not really that good in college last year?
There are 27 people on that staff, apparently. Very robust staff of 27.
I don't trust a single one of them to
Art's response to a question about the size of the coaching staff, and he's immediately ruling out that as the one like little thing in the margins they aren't going to do because he feels like they have enough coaches. I know how he has to take that as a shot at him, like not allocating enough money basically to like build a good coaching staff. And the fact that he is just so quick to shoot that down, another bad sign from today.
We'll hear him on topics like, do the Steelers need to reevaluate where they spend their money? So much on defense, so little on offense. Also, if they need to evolve and become more of a pass-first offense. That's all coming up next hour. Donnie, thank you for the debrief.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.